So the government recently announced a slew of insurance reforms. From envisaging a state-run online marketplace for insurance policies to regulatory changes in insurance for the rural and social sector and the automobile segments to rules that cover foreign reinsurers, these steps by the Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India are being widely regarded as the start of the most comprehensive set of reforms in this space. But the step which has grabbed maximum headlines is this.
IRDAI, यानी Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India, ने हेल्थ इंश्योरेंस पॉलिसी खरीदने के लिए उम्र सीमा यानी कि एज लिमिट को खत्म कर दिया है.
Now, reforms in insurance have been a long time coming. According to Swiss RE, the insurance sector premium is pegged to grow at 7.1% in 2024 to 2028, which is much higher than the global growth rate. But the insurance penetration for 2023 to 24 in India is expected to be only at 3.8% compared to 6.5% globally. Penetration for life insurance in India is pegged at 2.9%, while for non-life it is 1%. What's more, almost 98% of the senior citizen population in the country is devoid of any kind of health insurance coverage, according to data from the regulator IRDAI. Why? Because a large number of people in this age group have pre-existing diseases, so insurers are reluctant to sell them cover. Now, the latest reforms try to address all these concerns, but do they successfully resolve them? Also, just opening up the upper age limit won't make insurance policies suddenly affordable to senior citizens. Then, will the entry of more players and products in this space due to the latest rules lead to a stability in prices? We analyze all this and much more in today's episode. It's Thursday, the 25th of April. From The Economic Times, I'm Anirban Chaudhary. This is The Morning Brief.
The insurance regulator has recently approved 8 principle-based regulations, and these are basically aimed at strengthening policyholder protection.
That's Shilpi Sinha, my colleague and ET's insurance ace.
So now these regulations cover various aspects. It starts with the registration to the capital structure, to transfer of shares, amalgamation of insurance companies, operations of foreign reinsurance branches. The two very critical ones are Bima Sugam platform, which has been cleared now, and allowing insurance companies to cover health insurance policies to elderly over 65 years of age.
I would like to understand a little bit about Bima Sugam. This is an online marketplace. How will it help?
Okay, so you're right. As you said, Bima Sugam is just like Amazon. But this one is backed by government, right? So it will allow consumers to compare premium and purchase a wide range of insurance policies. One can purchase health, life, motor, travel, you know, in one place. And they can compare policies and premiums and other features at the same platform. This will integrate government databases, insurers, intermediaries, insurance repositories. You know, everything will be brought in one place. Now, what it does to consumers is that it is very likely that it will bring down the buying cost, the premium that one pays for, you know, purchasing insurance, because there is an intermediary cost attached to insurance, which is actually the commission that is paid to the agents. In this case, we will see that going away. So it can happen that with the ease of buying insurance, we also see the cost coming down.
So will it be preferred over, say, a Policy Bazaar and other policy aggregators in time?
Yes. We'll have to wait and watch exactly how it shapes up. But the idea is that, you know, it is backed by the government and it actually competes with somebody like a Policy Bazaar. So that is the idea with which it is being launched for the ease of buying insurance. But it is still some time away before it rolls out. So once it is in place, we'll have a better clarity on the structure.
So talking about the move which is most in the news and has created some amount of confusion also, how do you gauge this whole removal of age caps for senior citizens? Is it something really new, or has it been there and just been sharpened for the benefit of senior citizens?
Yes. So there is some confusion in the market, right? Some believe that it's a great move, which it is, because there's so much of focus around health insurance policies for senior citizens, especially above 65 years of age. Mm-hmm. But just to give a context to it, the regulator had earlier set entry age of at least 65 years for buying a health insurance policy. What it means is that insurance companies could not restrict coverage for up to a lower age. As in, if somebody is giving insurance or offering insurance policy, they could not just restrict it to 60 years or 50 years. You know, they wanted it to go up to at least 65, which means that insurance companies were never discouraged from offering insurance policies to a 65-year-old or a 70-year-old. That being said, there were policies, but these policies always existed with a lot of co-pays, a lot of restrictions, which made them less effective. When I say less effective, it means that the premium was very high for a senior citizen to afford it. But with the buzz that is being created now, it is likely that the premium comes down.
So Shilpi, I want to ask you this is, I'm very curious. How do insurance companies calculate premiums?
So this is very interesting and a bit technical. Insurance companies basically calculate premiums based on morbidity table when it comes to health insurance. Now, these tables are calculated by IIB, which is Insurance Information Bureau, that collects data from the entire industry. And based on the experience of a certain pool, like in this case, we're talking about health insurance, they then decide on the premium. Now, this varies from country to country. Basically, higher the age, higher will be the premium. Mm-hmm. But what happens in advanced countries and, you know, in the Western countries is that the participation in health insurance is high, right? So the premium doesn't go up as much as we would see in India. So insurance is a game of large numbers. You know, it's about spreading the risk. So more number of people join in, the lower the premium. And that is what is expected in this case.
To probe deeper into what the removal of the age limit cap means, we spoke to Dr. S. Prakash, Managing Director of Galaxy Health and Allied Insurance Company. Shilpi asked him what would be the impact of this move.
I can say it is one of the very customer-friendly initiatives which should essentially help in health insurance penetration in India. There are a lot of senior citizens now looking forward to having a cover. And with this policy, all the insurance companies should have some of their products where a person of any age should be able to buy a health insurance policy. Apart from that, there are a lot of new changes that have been recently introduced. I find them very customer friendly. At the same time, it should also help every insurer to grow their top line. The reduction in the pre-existing disease from 4 years to minimum of 3 years, and moratorium class from 8 years to 5 years, enhancing the free look period after taking a policy from 15 days to 30 days. So some of the modern advancements, treatment for modern treatment, like robotic surgery, modern transplant surgeries, transcatheter aortic valve implantation surgeries, and hormonal therapy, immunotherapy, proton therapy for cancer. There are a lot of modern treatment today that are available. And now the recent regulation says that it should be 50% of the sum insured that the insurer should be willing to pay for these modern treatments. As long as there is a appropriate indication and the customer deserves the treatment, all these things can help in reducing the claims handling time and naturally increasing the satisfaction level of the hospitals and the customers, policyholders. So by reducing the moratorium class, by reducing the pre-existing disease waiting period, and by allowing cover for people above 65, the most advantageous segment are going to be people who are living with degenerative joint disease, people who may require a transplant for organ damage related to liver or kidney, and those who are diagnosed with diabetes and hypertension and who are at the threat of any damage to kidney, eyes, heart or brain.
Dr. Prakash, as individuals approach the age of 65, managing health premium becomes crucial. Can you share insights on how they can effectively keep premiums low, especially given the likelihood of developing pre-existing conditions like diabetes at that age?
That's a nice question. If an insurer doesn't have a prudent underwriting and he accepts only adverse risk, then naturally there will be a need for them to revise the premium. Whereas if more and more people in the community, people who are not real adverse risk or diagnosed with some ailment, if people start buying insurance for real protection and not for entitlement, then naturally there will not be a requirement to revise premium. India is moving towards an era where health insurance, which was preferred by people who have some form of disease, some form of family history or a threat, only those people were largely buying health insurance. When more and more common people come to buy health insurance, naturally, the fear of revising premium should not happen for the industry. That is a very objective of our regulator to achieve insurance for all by 2047.
Dr. Prakash, the regulator has also reduced the contestability period from 8 years to 5 years. How is the insurance industry addressing concerns about potential increases in fraudulent claims with this change?
The moratorium class, as you were talking about, is reduced from 8 years to 5 years. So this only says that insurers, the policyholder, should not be disappointed when they go for a claim at the 5th year or 6th year, and when the insurer talks about some disease in the past and not pay their claim. So this is, you know, not helping them to strengthen their trust on the insurers. So what I would suggest here is, at the time of underwriting, proper communication to be given to the customer, and regulator has also introduced a customer information sheet. This customer information sheet should be given all the sanctum, and the customer should understand and go with it. Once they do that, there will be no disappointment to the insurer or to the policyholder. It is not that insurers want to reject or pay less for a claim, but there is some form of information asymmetry that is happening in the industry. So all these regulations and changes should essentially help to clear this information asymmetry and enhance the understanding of the customer and the insurer.
So earlier also, some insurance companies had covers for senior citizen. It's not like 65 years and above, the cover wasn't available.
You are right. There were covers available which was scanty, which was with a lot of copay and sublimit and a lot of restriction. It has not been democratized. It was optional. It had a copay, it had a sublimit component, it had restrictions on the percentage of the sum insured to be paid for some identified diseases. There were a lot of ifs and buts in those policies. Rather, they were all policies just available on paper, not fulfilling the real purpose. But now, with the recent regulation, it is going to be a real protective and a meaningful insurance cover available for senior citizens in India.
For a counterpoint to this, we went to Mahavir Chopra, an industry veteran and founder of Beshak, an independent insurance research platform. Now, he pointed out a lot of problems, primarily affordability.
So affordability has been an issue, honestly, because of two major reasons. One is that people who already have a policy, and as they are gradually growing and aging, we've seen that there is a lot of hue and cry about premiums increasing a lot and it becoming unaffordable for senior citizens specifically. So not only for people who are looking at buying a new policy, but also people who want to renew their policies, it is kind of becoming very, very expensive. Over and above this, there is something called GST that is part of the health insurance plan, which is around 18%, right? So typically, if a customer is paying 50,000 rupees for health insurance of, let's say, himself and his wife or his partner, then in that case, almost a 10,000 rupees additional is supposed to be paid to the government to basically keep their healthcare intact, which is kind of unaffordable for a lot of senior citizens, right? So from that perspective, these two things somewhere need to be brought into regulation. One is how much hike can a health insurance have for senior citizens? And second is some relaxation of GST for senior citizens.
Also, on the pre-existing, the regulator has come up with, reduce the time frame. Earlier, which 4 years, they've brought it down to 3 years. Do you see that actually helping senior citizens? It's actually done for everyone, but here we talk about seniors at 65 years. So how does that help?
So there are two parts of this regulation. One is the definition of pre-existing disease. That has been reduced to 3 years, which basically means that whenever you're applying for a health insurance, all the diseases for which you were either diagnosed or treated in the last 3 years, only those will be considered pre-existing diseases as per the definition of pre-existing disease that has been recently introduced. Earlier, this was 4 years. So let's say if there was a disease that got completely treated in year four or before, then that disease cannot be considered a pre-existing disease anymore. So that is the first part. The second part is after it is excluded, it will be excluded instead of 4 years, it will be excluded for now 3 years. So that's a great thing, right? Meaning now people will be able to use their policies for existing diseases much earlier, like one entire year earlier than they were earlier able to use. And hence it becomes a little more useful for specifically the people you mentioned who have diseases or who are senior citizens and have diseases.
So when a consumer or somebody who is above 65 and looking to buy health insurance, what are the things that they need to keep in mind?
So the most important thing is not benefits as much as it is about giving the right declarations when you're buying the policy. Most of the claims that get rejected are because, let's say, someone else filled the form in the family or an agent filled the form and the person who's actually getting covered has not declared diligently or just signed at the crosses that were given to him or her, right? So specifically, once you are at a certain age, giving right declarations and being diligent about it is going to be super, super important. The other things are obviously to be able to understand all the financial limits in the policy, right? How much is the sum insured and whether you can use the entire sum insured for specific diseases or not? Can you use the sum insured for specific treatments or not? Is there a copay where you'll have to share the claim with the insurance company? And the third thing is basically understanding exclusions, right? There will be certain exclusions that will come in the policy. The insurer could put certain permanent exclusions if there is a specific disease that the insurer does not want to cover. And then there will be these standard exclusions that everybody should be aware of, which is basically the 30-day exclusion, the 2-year exclusion, and the 3-year exclusion, which is for pre-existing diseases.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You also mentioned other regulations that are coming in that's helping the policies. You mentioned modern treatment being included in health insurance. How has that taken off when it comes to, you advising people? Have you come across questioning or inquiring about it?
Right. So a lot of hospitals are now basically investing in modern treatment, like robotic treatments, and within cancer, a lot of immunotherapy is basically being suggested, right? So this regulation was brought in somewhere around October 2020, where insurers were required to cover modern treatments. This included robotic treatments also. Although insurers, whenever they have introduced this, some insurers have not have included any limits. Some insurers have put waiting periods and limitations. But all in all, it's a great thing that has come in. And I think it only takes health insurance forward in terms of, being more available for treatments that customers foresee that they may have to go to.
So all these initiatives by the regulator, you think is to higher penetration of health insurance?
Right. So I think the intent is that, right? There is an intent to basically solve for a lot of problems that exist in products and try to see if basically they can bring more customers in and more customers attracted to health insurance. But largely what I'm seeing from the regulation, it is also about enabling the insurance industry to be able to sell products and distribute products well. Right? So that is also something that is part of the overall strategy. One thing that I see missing in the overall things that are happening today is a measure of driving trust, right? Which I see that there is a lot of need to do that, largely because what's happening is that when we speak to customers on ground, we see a depreciating trust in health insurance products and health insurance companies also because of multiple reasons. One could be that there is a lot of talk about, you know, people not getting claims, right? Which basically does not get defended by any insurance company talking about why it did not get paid, right? Probably the reason was right, but it did not get mentioned. The other is the hikes that we talked about. A lot of people today do not have the right understanding of why these premiums are increasing, even though they have not claimed, and they actually feel cheated, right? So that is the second. Apart from this, there is a lot of mis-selling complaints that we always keep hearing about, right? So I think apart from whatever is being done on distribution and being done to solve for making products simplified, the other thing that needs to be done is how to solve for the trust deficit that the insurance industry has for almost like since the time it began.
So finally, I asked Shilpi what are her takeaways from this whole conversation. She gave me an interesting statistic.
India's aging population is projected to grow to 15% by 2036 or 23 crore from 10% in 2022. For anyone who is looking to buy health insurance for senior citizens, I would suggest that they should look at, you know, few things. So they should look at network coverage. They should look at the room rent limits. They should look at disease sublimits. They should also look at policy terms to ensure that the coverage is there, you know, and for when they actually avail the policy, where they file a claim, they don't, the claims are paid in time and they understand the exclusions. So if there is a co-payment, they should understand that at the time of claim, they have to pay part of the claim from their pocket. Also, one, when people are working, they should explore the employer offered health insurance. They should try and convert or port that into individual policy and start buying health insurance before they retire or also when they're young. So then the pre-existing diseases and everything is covered as they age. These are the few things I think people should take care of when they are buying health insurance policy, and especially the elderly.
That's it for today. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to bringing you more insights on issues that matter to you. This episode was produced by Vinay Joshi and sound designed by Amrit Reggie. Additional research was done by Neil Kai. We hope you like listening. Please like, share, and subscribe to The Morning Brief. It drops every Tuesday to Friday on a listening platform of your choice. This is Anirban Chaudhary signing off. Have a good rest of the week. All clips used in this episode belong to their respective owners. Credits are mentioned in the description.